96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Water's Edge in Hayward has been named as one of the best nursing homes nationwide. Water's Edge Care Center is a dementia-friendly 50-bed skilled nursing facility operated by Tamarack Health Medical Center in Hayward. The recognition comes from the U.S. News and World Report. Water's Edge received the highest possible rating of high performing and was recognized as a best nursing home for 2026 last month. Only 19% of about 15,000 nursing facilities rated by the U.S. News and World Report meet that standard.
It's a great recognition knowing that the work we're doing is being recognized and second year in a row. So just the hard work we're putting in is being shown.
That's Hillary Helenius. She is the director of nursing for Water's Edge and has worked there for 8 years. Water's Edge was also recognized last year as one of the best by the U.S. News and World Report. She says the care team at Water's Edge is what stands out the most. Michelle Thrasher, neighborhood coordinator, adds that residents are treated like family.
Because we are a small community, a lot of the staff, you know, maybe have known them before, mm-hmm. you know, so they take that into consideration that they are family to them.
Water's Edge features private suites, shared dining and visiting spaces, therapy rooms for rehabilitation, and landscaped courtyards that bring in natural light and views of wildlife. The facility also includes on-site amenities like a bistro, salon, chapel, and activity spaces designed to encourage social connection and independence. Tamarack Health's medical center, clinics, and rehabilitation services are connected through a central hallway, making care easily accessible for residents. U.S. News bases its rankings on factors like nurse staffing levels, patient outcomes, and overall safety, using data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Wisconsin Eye stopped broadcasting a few days ago. Now, two Democrats have introduced a bill to create an alternative, a new government-sponsored network. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
WISEye live streams the legislature, the Supreme Court, the executive branch. The goal is to make state government accessible to everyone. Without it, the only way to watch these things is to be at the Capitol in person. But they're facing a budget gap of nearly $900,000 for 2026. And after a year and a half of working to fundraise, the network paused all operations December 15th. State Senator Mark Spreitzer and State Representative Brianne Brown, both Democrats, are introducing a bill that would create a new public affairs network instead of Wisconsin Eye. That means live streaming would be part of state government, not a nonprofit that relies on donations and sponsors. Spreitzer talking with Civic Media News Director Shally Pittman.
It looks like we are going to be in a position of needing public taxpayer funding for the long term. And if that's the case, then we should consider whether it should just be a public entity that is accountable to elected officials and run for the public benefit.
It would cost about $2 million a year to provide this coverage of state government. Spreitzer says if WISEye dissolves, according to their contract, they would have to turn over that archive to the Wisconsin Historical Society for preservation. But for this bill to pass and for any of this to work, Spreitzer and Brown need Republicans who are in charge of the legislature on board.
I certainly hope to get support from Republicans. I don't believe we have any Republicans signed on yet, but this is something that I know we've heard that Republican leaders are interested in doing something.
Spreitzer hopes they can get the bill on the floor in January.
School-based property tax levies are expected to increase by 7.8%, the highest percent increase since 1992. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which crunched numbers from the State Department of Revenue. Last year, school-based property taxes bumped up 5.7%. It was the largest annual increase since 2009. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says that local referenda, as well as actions taken in the last two state budgets contributed to the jump. December is the month of giving, and the American Red Cross is urging donors to make an appointment to give blood or platelets to keep the blood supply steady over the busy holiday season. Types O positive, O negative, and B negative blood donors are especially needed in the next coming weeks. Those who donate from December 19th through January 4th will receive an exclusive Red Cross long sleeve t-shirt while supplies last. There will be a blood drive at the Hayward Veterans Community Center today today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The center is located at 10534 South Main Street. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for volunteers to help out with the Berkey Giant Ski Race. The Berkey Giant Ski Race is where teams of six people compete in a race and are attached to a single pair of giant skis. Volunteers would help with strapping participants in and out, timing the race, and setting up and tearing down. Volunteers are needed at 4:45 p.m. on February 19th. The race starts at 5 p.m. and ends around 7 p.m. Volunteers will get a free Berkey hat and pin and will also be invited to the Volunteer Appreciation Party. You can sign up to volunteer on the Berkey website under Volunteer and go to the Berkey Week events and enter the code GIANT26 in all caps. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Packers take on the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. One of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Packers and Bears in Chicago. It's been a while since both teams had a shot at the postseason. Matt LaFleur on what to expect.
I think it'll be like the first time we went down there in 2019 to open up the season. I think it's going to be electric. I'm sure they're going to have the big baritone national anthem guy out there and piping it away. I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's playoff football atmosphere, so it'll be fun.
Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7:20 tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Raptors, 111-105. Milwaukee's lost 7 of their last 10 games. They'll play the Timberwolves in Minnesota Sunday night. Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin hosts Villanova. Women's college volleyball. The match lasted 5 long sets. Wisconsin coming up short. They were eliminated by number 1 ranked Kentucky, 3-2. Wisconsin finished the season with a record of 28-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 15 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow overnight. It'll be around or less than an inch. We'll drop down to around 10 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.